Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking new beginning. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Something that talks of a new beginning is no condemnation. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. New beginning, we've got no condemnation. And what is that? When you look here, it's who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we walk after the Spirit. What are some ways we can walk after the Spirit? We can pour our life upon Jesus. We can create space for the Holy Spirit. Intentionally. Verse 2, there's two laws mentioned. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So there's a Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and there's the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes you free from the law of sin and death. This is like we have natural laws, and you can see that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death, so that cancels that out. And we're walking after the Spirit. We're ones that walk after the Spirit. Prayer in the Spirit. You can pour out your life upon Jesus. You can create space for the Holy Spirit intentionally. And you can have prayer in the Spirit. The Spirit intercedes on our behalf when we pray in the Spirit. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Verse 27, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Causes the will of God to happen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to the purpose, to his purpose. We are called according to his purpose. We are walking after the Spirit. God causes all things to work together for good to them that love God. Prayer in the Spirit. We're walking after the Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes a good difference in believers' lives as we pray. He makes all things work together for good. In a new year, we love that new beginning. God has a perpetual new beginning for us as believers as we walk after the Spirit. As we walk after the Spirit, there's a perpetual new beginning. Praise God. I love getting that new stationery at the beginning of the year. And everything's fresh and new. And I love the thought that God makes everything new perpetually as we walk after the Spirit. Praise God. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, well, this is all new. Well, you can walk after Jesus, and I can pray a simple prayer for anyone that would like to follow Jesus today. Thank you, God. I believe, Jesus, you died for me. I'm sorry for mistakes I have made. I turn my life over to you. Thank you for complete forgiveness. I'm a child of God, a follower of Jesus. Praise God. Well, if you prayed that prayer, there's angels in heaven that celebrate every time one person turns to Jesus. Well, if you've listened to this tonight and you're like, yeah, I really want to walk after the Spirit, I really want to pour out my life upon Jesus and create space for the Holy Spirit and have prayer in the Spirit, I would love to pray a prayer for you as well. Thank you, Lord, for a new year. Thank you, Lord, that we can walk after your Spirit, Lord. Thank you that we can pour our life upon you, Jesus, and create space for you, Holy Spirit. And I just really ask for your anointing, because your anointing is what empowers us to live for you, God. It empowers us to walk after you, Holy Spirit. And I just ask you for that anointing for anyone that is seeking that today, for your Holy Spirit to move in their lives strongly. And I just ask for your empowerment and your anointing for these, to walk after the Spirit, to pour our lives upon Jesus, to create space for the Holy Spirit, and to have prayer in the Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening.